From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. President Obama in Ethiopia for a two-day visit. He'll be holding talks today on the civil war in South Sudan while in Addis Ababa. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes describes a busy agenda.
He will be convening a meeting that is focused on the situation in South Sudan with a number of regional leaders, including President Kenyatta, President Museveni of Uganda, as well as the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, to discuss what we can do together to try to bring an end to the horrific civil conflict in South Sudan. So that regional issue will, I think, be a focus in Ethiopia.
President Obama will also visit the African Union's headquarters Tuesday before returning home to Washington. Mr. Obama spent the past 2 days in his father's homeland of Kenya. In his speech before departing Sunday, he said Kenya is at a crossroads filled with peril, but also with enormous promise.
I want to say, particularly to the young people here today, Kenya's on the move. Africa is on the move. You are poised to play a bigger role in this world as the shadows of the past are replaced by the light that you offer an increasingly interconnected world.
Mr. Obama urged Kenya to increase efforts to root out official corruption and to pay special attention to gender equality. At least 9 people were killed and dozens wounded in Somalia's capital Sunday when a car bomb exploded outside a hotel that hosts several diplomatic missions. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the blast that targeted the Hotel Jazeera near Mogadishu International Airport. That hotel is often used by members of parliament and journalists, in addition to foreign diplomats. This is VOA News.